Chapter 20. Enzo sat on the terrace of the Café de la Jetée, feeling the sun warm on his face. It had finally burned the chill out of the morning air. The port was quiet today. It was Toussaint, All Saints' Day, and most of the shops were shut. Only the bars and restaurants and cemetery remained open. As usual, however, a line of cars waited for the arrival of the ferry. Enzo had seen it emerging from the haze across the strait some 15 minutes earlier, watching with an odd sense of dread as it slowly grew larger, cutting its way through water like glass. Triangles of white flashed around it, small sailboats out in the sunshine, circling like scavenging seagulls as it approached the harbour. He could see the faces of passengers on the upper deck, Port Tudy filling their eyes, that sense of excitement and adventure that always accompanied the arrival on an island, a place set apart, different, exotic somehow. It wasn't until they were disembarking and passengers were coming up the ramp to the jetty that he finally saw Charlotte amongst them. In spite of himself, he felt his heart skip a beat. She was taller than most of the other passengers, her long black curls flowing out behind her. Her black coat was open, billowing around her legs as she walked. Beneath it she wore a thick, knitted grey jumper above tight, flared jeans and white sneakers. A long red scarf was wrapped around her neck, one end of it over her shoulder and hanging down her back. She carried a small overnight bag. So she didn't, Enzo thought, intend to stay long. And he wondered why she had come. He left some coins on the table beside his empty Perrier glass, and crossed the cobbles toward the end of the jetty. His head had been a little delicate this morning, as a silent Jane drove him into Le Bourg to collect his jeep. She had made no reference to the night before, but the warmth she had shown him previously was gone, like frost replacing sunshine at the end of the day. A coffee and several glasses of carbonated water had banished his headache, and a mild hangover had given way to hunger. Charlotte kissed him chastely on both cheeks, and handed him her overnight bag, then stood back and ran appraising eyes over him.
"You look tired."
"Thank you. You look good, too."
"You obviously got my message, then?"
"Obviously."
"It was late when I called. I suppose you were out somewhere."
He didn't want to describe to her the scene in his bedroom when she left her message, but he didn't want to lie, either.
"I was at the house of a local doctor and his wife last night. He had some very good whiskey," he smiled. "Too good. His wife had to run me home."
She cocked an eyebrow and looked at him with a weary amusement that lacked affection.
"Nothing changes, then?"
And he felt reprimanded, like a naughty schoolboy caught smoking behind the bike shed.
"I'm hungry. Can we eat somewhere?"